Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, good. Listen, thank you for your email that you sent us yesterday.
Yeah, no problem at all.
And it was about the interview I had at the end of the show with Kim, the video game writer, and she was talking about the game DayZ.
She was, yeah. I just wanted to make a few points on behalf
of course, go ahead.
The gaming community. You know, I've been a radio host in the UK for a few years, and I've covered my fair share of gaming topics.
Sure thing.
And I'm a big gamer to boot.
Okay.
And my point I kind of wanted to make was about what Kim experienced, and it was a horrible experience for her. But it wasn't actually the fault of the game. I mean, the distress that she kind of incurred was down to trolls more than anything else, because I think what wasn't made clear was there were two games in question yesterday.
Okay.
What Kim experienced was in a game called DayZ,
yeah,
and that was really down to trolls rather than the game itself.
So why was I talking about Grand Theft Auto then?
Well, now, Grand Theft Auto, there is a lot of stuff in the papers, or, well, in the press, about Grand Theft Auto, because there's the modding community. I don't know whether you know about...
Yeah, modified. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday as well, yeah.
Yeah, well, they changed the game when they're playing. Now, in GTA, it's a different kettle of fish, because with GTA, there's like 40 million copies of that sold throughout globally.
Sure.
And let's say half of that amount of people are actually playing online. What modifiers do is they don't modify every single game. So it's only their lobby that's actually modified. And the majority of people that come across modifiers, most of the modders are really, really good. They're talented young guys that change the codes within the games, but you're always going to get your idiots.
Okay.
I mean, like, some of these guys aren't the fizziest cans in the fridge. They literally, they do silly things. But the whole point I kind of wanted to make is that GTA is set up as, it's a satire of life in general, society in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't want the gaming community or people listening, your listeners, to think that their child is at risk at coming across these, because the chances of running into one of these particular bad modders is exceptionally slim.
Right.
And I have to admit, my heart went out to Kim completely for her experience. But the thing about it is she experienced trolls rather than modders. And the platform of gaming gets a bit of a bad rep when it comes to this, when you've got the likes of Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, there are way more trolls on that, and your chances of actually coming across these trolls on Facebook and Twitter are way more than they are on gaming.
Yeah. All right. Well, that clarifies things for us actually considerably, because I was a little bit confused. As you can probably gather from my interview with Kim yesterday, I'm not really up to speed on these things. I don't game, so I don't know. I'm going to be really honest with you, rather than pretend I go home and play GTA every night. You know, I don't. I'm probably more inclined to watch Family Guy or something for my downtime. But
absolutely.
At the same time, I do understand, Mark, that it is a massive, massive deal, and that the gaming world is, they were saying it's bigger than cinema, ticket sales, rather than, you know, there's more games sold than tickets for the cinema. So for me, that puts it in context in terms of the enormity of it all. I think that does clarify it. So is the GTA thing, just to double check, is it modifiable, or is it hackable and trollable?
Well, that's the thing. These guys are actual hackers. And as I said before, a lot of them are talented guys and they do a lot of good. I mean, the chances of your child or you coming across a modder in a game like GTA, the chances are that the modder is actually good and will actually do some help. They'll tend to modify even your character, turn it into something funny like an elephant driving a car or something like that.
Yeah, acting the maggot, really.
They act the maggot and they try to help out with... They actually try to help out players that are being bullied or things like that, or people that are being picked on. So the thing about GTA is GTA has sold over 40 million copies globally now.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's taken over 2 billion. I mean, you add up the top 20 grossing movies of all time and they don't even come close to it.
Sure, sure.
So it's huge. But I just wanted parents out there to understand that the chances of them coming across anything like this are pretty slim.
Slim
so what Kim dealt with was trolls, not modders.
Yeah.
But I just didn't want modders together. Now, I'm not a modder myself.
You put up a good defence, it has to be said. But the other thing is the games, Mark, are 18 certificate on them. But we all know that your kids, no one's going to, I mean, very few take that seriously, I think, anyway.
Oh, yes.
The 18 certificate, like for cinema and everything else and DVDs and all that stuff.
It's the same.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing you wouldn't see in GTA that you wouldn't actually see in Love, Hate or any of these sort of things. So as long as parents are aware of it is an 18 certificate, and it's a reflection. It's meant to be a satire reflection on society, or American society, especially for that particular game. But the modding community out there does a lot of good, and some of them get really good jobs with gaming companies as well. So I just wanted to put that point across.
Good on you. You've done that eloquently. Mark, it's good to talk to you. Thanks, first of all, for the email, and then for taking the call. Appreciate it, and good luck with everything.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Take it easy, Mark. Not at all. Thanks for your time. Bye for now.